basement.
What up, y'all?
Episode 55?
Yes, sir.
55 already?
It's quick.
Already?
What we do.
Shit.
And, shit, let me throw this out there, man. And this is, yeah, people are going to hear this shit later.
Yeah.
But next week, we're trying to go see Quick.
DJ Quick?
Yeah.
Trying to.
Right?
I'm trying to.
I'm a media passer, and I'm going. I don't know about you. I'm going. I'm
well, why don't you just, you can pressure me into it. I could be convinced. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
I'm pressuring you right now.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to go see DJ Quick.
I'm buying a fucking ticket.
I mean, I have so many teenage memories.
I got that call in.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'm waiting.
I sent an email to Common Ground for media passes for the whole shit.
Good shit, man. So, yeah. So that's if, and honestly, it's not even a matter if.
We're gonna go to the show either way.
It's just
way.
A matter of what access we're gonna have.
Just make sure you follow us on the Snapchats, the Instagrams, the Twitters, because we're probably gonna post shit. Because DJ Quick, to me, DJ Quick is like,
he's a legend.
He's like a hero to me, man. Like, he was one of my favorites.
No question, man.
Like, of all time. He's like, DJ phenomenal. Quick is. If we get to score an interview with him, we are gonna take you guys with us. Period. 100%.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So that will be. Hopefully, next week, follow us. We'll be in Lansing, downtown, Common Grounds, the festival. DJ Quick, ASAP Rocky, fucking French Montana. That's the one downer. That's just like...
I just realized I would rather listen to country music than listen to French Montana.
That's a big statement right there.
He's a fucking retard, man.
Wow, that's...
Is that going to get me in trouble?
No, man, we ain't got no filters in this motherfucker. No, you're straight.
I mean, I don't like him.
He's fucking a retard. That was good.
He was on the Bad Boy tour. That really pissed me off.
I don't get why he has so many fans, though. He does have a lot of fans. And for someone that I don't really feel is talented in really any way, I don't get it. But hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Frenchie will be there. And I'm hoping that Frenchie is at like 7:30 or 8. Well, I can still be like getting buzzed somewhere.
Juiced up, man.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, what I hope they don't do is put Quick on early.
No, I already looked at the set list. He's a closer.
On the B stage, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's the closer.
So closer on B, and then the closer on.
There was somebody else. Perfect. I wish I could look it up. Cool. There was somebody who was opening for him that sounded interesting too, and I can't remember who it was.
They got a couple of good local cats too, like a couple of the dope.
Black Milk's gonna be there with Nat Turner.
On that night?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah, he's opening for Quinn.
And when did they announce that?
It's on the set list. I just saw it today. Oh,
they
emailed them.
They snuck that in. For real?
Yeah.
Black
no bullshit.
Bitter.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now it's a must.
Oh,
now
shit.
Now it's a fucking guarantee.
Oh, shit.
Why don't we hit them up for media passes? We already got relationships with them.
We could.
Interview Black. Like, I mean, shit. Come on, man.
He's awkward as shit.
Cool.
We're going to do it.
He took a picture of the wives. Remember that shit?
Awkward as shit.
They didn't think so.
They did not
think
so.
You know, Black is all diesel. He's all fucking buff now. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to take a picture.
Oh, look at this guy. He's a
strapped young man. I was like,
oh, does he rap? Does he do the raps?
Yeah.
I think he does the raps.
That was some bullshit. I'm just not remembering that. I'm like, yeah, that was some bullshit. Shit I don't like.
Those bitches.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Good thing I'm single now. But yeah, that shit was, it's different. But yeah, that. Just saying. That was a bad memory. But anyway, Black is a cool dude, and we get an excuse to talk to
Rosalinda.
Yeah,
exactly.
Can I take lead on that?
Please do.
All right,
and then you can tell me about all your adventures.
Ain't gonna be no, hey man.
I'm not gonna assume anything.
She's
very big eyes. She's pretty. So.
You can tell this is the second of two.
Yes.
Yeah. We're having fun.
So we were talking about on the previous episode, and for those of you on YouTube, we'll probably notice that we're wearing the same clothes.
And we're not poor. We just
record two episodes.
We're recording two episodes.
No, we're poor. So
that too.
So.
Being honest.
I mean, I got four kids, man. I'm poor. No, man. We were talking about putting up a wall to keep Drake out. Most of the Canadians, because they're too fucking nice. I don't trust them. They're kind of shifty. They got free health care. I'm not sure I trust Canadians.
So you're just diving into the rest of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
so set the table. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You set it up.
So last episode at the tail end of it, man, we were talking Joseph versus Aubrey. And
that's Joe Budden versus Drake.
Yeah. I think our fans know. I trust
they
y'all.
Do.
I think y'all got it.
They do.
But yeah, man. So we had a disagreement about that. You said Joe's just old and trying to grasp, cling to relevance and make his career still worth something, which we didn't agree on that. But then all of a sudden, once we got back to, you know, how Drake doesn't write his own shit and how he's just a fucking puppet. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the conversation changed, and then you're like, you know what? We need to build a wall.
We need Donald Trump this shit.
Donald Trump that shit.
Yeah.
And Mac went all Republican and was like, we're building a wall. But he's not just building a wall down south. Honestly, I don't even know that we have that
south much. Doesn't even matter. Yeah, Mexico. I mean, let them in. You guys are cool.
You said
just keep fucking Drake out, dude.
Yeah, we talk about building the northern wall.
Yeah, we're all good. Mexicans are sweet, man.
Game of Thrones style. The wall will be in the
beautiful
north.
Women, delicious food. Yeah, Mexicans, man. You come on in. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Just keep the Canadians up. I don't trust the Canadians. They're kind of shifty.
Damn. You throwing shots.
Canadians are kind of shifty. They say A a lot.
Except for Canadian Jeff. Canadian Jeff is still cool.
Yeah, they're friendly.
The homie.
They are friendly. That's all the more reason not to trust them.
See, throw a second what you're saying right now. He never liked Canadians.
You can't trust Fender.
He's a bigot.
They got horns and cloven hooves and shit. You can't trust them, man.
Yeah, they hunt moose and they got lots of guns.
Dude,
but they're friendly. That's kind of weird. That's
sneaky little
something
fuckers,
to be said about
man,
that.
Living in Toronto with their Planet Hollywoods and Hard Rock Cafes and shit. I don't trust them.
And so he's saying keep Drake up there with.
Yeah.
I mean, and it kind of, he fits the mold. Who else, you know, does name Aubrey was an actor that was in a wheelchair yet talks tough guy shit. It's weird. It don't fit. It's a hodgepodge of different shit. And I'm not feeling it.
We gotta keep Drake up there.
Then you said there's some exemptions.
Yeah, we have to give exemptions.
So Cardinal gets a
Cardinal
visa.
Cardinal official. Chaos. Who
they
else?
Get visas.
Yeah, they gotta get visas. All right. Who else we give a pass? We're the governing body here. Clearly,
it's a couple of listeners. My man, KO. Come on, bro. While it's still good. Cross that bridge, man. Get over here on the good side while there's still time. And there's a few other cats. Provincial basketball. Remember my
provincial basketball guy. Dude. I don't remember what his name was.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he was talking about
still
Canadian.
Still laughing
first.
About that one, but yeah, you're good too, man. Come on yep. Over, man.
Canadian Jeff, come on.
The bridge
on.
Is open. Canadian Jeff would. Yeah.
Canadian Jeff.
He'd be doing some
through.
Shit. He can come through.
Canadian
yeah,
Jeff gets a
Canadian
pass.
Jeff can come through and drink anytime. Yep. Come on, man. But not many though.
No, you can't trust Canadians, man.
Yeah, they shifty eyed, man. Yeah. I don't trust nobody. Don't want to get in no wars. They don't want to get in shit.
Fuckers, man.
They be like, we got all the guns in the world, but we're gonna sit this one out. Yeah. They sit them all out, man. So yeah, we gonna make some enemies this show. But it's cool though.
No, not by Canadians. Canadians be like, it's okay. Give us a hug. Canadians don't care.
They silly, man.
They're like angry koalas, dude.
There it is. So that's kind of the basis for this show, man, is Mac is gone Trump. He's got some other thoughts. The wall, it don't stop at the wall. The wall is just like the first phase.
You
got some other ideas on how you would like to corral and put your boundaries up on hip hop. And we're going to get into that. Don't say no.
No, I'm saying no. I agree.
You agree? Okay. All right.
We should do a shot. Can I do? I've been staring at this. I keep handling this little thing.
Yeah, man. You're getting fidgety. Hold on, though, man. So there's that. Then all right. And then you know what? We'll get you. We'll let you have your fix. Then I got a question for you, man. What is with y'all white people? And why is every picture I take in your fucking house perfect? Why?
You know what it is? I can tell you, and we don't even have to go to a clip for this.
Let them. I want to hear the reasons.
Okay.
I guarantee they got some. Other reasons why shit is this.
I give you.
Shit's crispy.
It's really
and I know down
easy.
Here we got lights, we got shit, man, but it don't matter where I take it. Upstairs on the fucking, it could be the kitchen table, the counter. Y'all should just.
Am I the only white person
angelic.
Who has great lighting in their house?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
We
I
will,
think y'all know
we will
some
explore
shit
this. It takes me one I can tell you in
real?
10 seconds why.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Light, you want me to tell you? It's easy as shit.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're white people and light refracts off of white.
Man,
and so, like,
you,
it's reflecting back onto your subject.
There,
so, like, the light hits my skin
you.
And blasts. So, if I'm standing nearby, it's like the white blasts.
Motherfucker,
whatever
you
your
weren't
subject.
Even in the scene, man. You was like,
I guarantee you, one of my 30 kids was there, right?
Man.
Nearby.
Yeah, y'all got some unholy shit. Oh, y'all doing something, man.
Oh, shit.
But no, I'm just saying. It don't matter, man. I'll be on Snapchat. It'll be on Instagram. I'll take a picture. I'll just be like, holy, wow, that shit looks fucking.
I mean, I really,
bro.
I don't give a fuck about
why
the lighting.
Man,
I want to take the shot. Yeah.
All right, man. For those of y'all at the crib, those of y'all on Facebook, those of y'all watching, even if you're watching this shit on YouTube later, take a shot when you're watching this.
Do it, even if you're at work.
Drink at the crib. Cheers, y'all.
And the name of the song is Peyton Manning by Bobby Sessions. Ooh. It's amazing, dude. I love this fucking dude, man. Peyton Manning. So great. Shouts to Texas.
Peyton, one more minute. Time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throwed a couple cups that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. A couple cups that I was drinking. Paid and one was manning. Time that drink is finished, got me feeling. Throwed a couple cups that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throwed a couple cups that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throwed. So I get some money that I'm earning for some rapping. Every time I get that money, I just spend it on some clothes. Bought it till I'm bought it, but I'm Jordan with the Spartan. I'm LeBron and on the target, cause I always see the goal. Poetry and rhythm, rapping part, you see I flip them and I kick it like a nigga that's about to get a goal. Olympic, I'm just sprinting on a goal. I went to Mount Olympus for my soul. Dawg, they should play me on the station, so the PlayStation ain't the only game that I control. Sorry, I connect for Monopoly. Sorry, connect for Monopoly. The smartest rapper in the world, I gotta be. The smartest kid in every class, but I gotta be. But hey, I gotta be. Be. Favorite Tupac song, niggas can't see me. I mix sports scheme with the letter scheme at the same time, why niggas can't deem it. Face in the book, niggas can't read me. I'm Bobby Fish in the game of chess, but I do fish lines real, hooks could ream them. Magic Johnson, Larry B, leave me. All that negativity, leave me. Cup that I would pay them one more minute. Time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throw the couple cup that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. A couple cup that I was drinking. Paid and one was manning. Time that drink is finished, got me feeling. Throw the couple cup that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throw.
Something organic happens when I'm rapping. My senses get up and at them. I'm cracking they melon, splitting they atom. What's happening? Hell yeah. 24 years and I ain't never heard of failure. I'm still here, feeling like I've been here forever. Coming live from the storm, it's topic reporting the weather. Whether you like it or not, the sun gon' shine. So take them diamonds back to Sierra Leone. Ain't mine, my mama got a go-to. She bought my sister some platinum. I always been in the copper, they still acknowledge my value. Never talk to the coppers, cause I don't feel like they safe. I deal with it on my own, sir, everything straight. And I never trust the bank, throw my money in the case. Throw the case in the safe and keep it in the safe place, prosperity, bury with longevity and bury me. That way nothing can worry me all the way back to eternity. I'm flourishing, finally got my relish, now I'm eating good. Proper with the greeting, but I keep it hood. They need me like the termites need to eat the wood. Give me a little time, I'll probably be in Inglewood with Dr. Dre and Kendrick. They were bragging about me, tell it, boy, I think you good. Do it like you never would, tell a fella, yeah, you should. Wait, just freaking yell it, tell the kids to speak and spell it. I'm the freshest of the freshest, just inhaling, you can smell it. Flow so hard, I can rock the boat you selling, maybe package it and sell it to the biggest soul seller. Got the bass in the drunk, I get at the block and sell it. But when it come to rapping, I must be a felon. Got bars like jail, but I'm good like bail. Be good, do well since 2012. Hold on. Yeah. Couple cups that I was drinking.
Hell yeah. Cup that I was. Paid in one more minute. Time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throw the couple cup that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. A couple cup that I was drinking. Paid in one more minute. Time that drink is finished, got me feeling. Throw the couple cup that I was drinking. One was paid and one was manning. Every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. Throw. Rapping captain, I'm the quarterback.
Quarterback.
If I give a quarter, get my quarterback. Really, I should be the running back. When I'm done, they just be like running back. I got a ball, I'm the center. Born 13 December. I feel like I'm Simba. Though I am a sinner. Sender. Message and a blessing I deliver. Nigga, bigger place of steak I ate for dinner. Hear a whisper from the spirit in my kitchen. Brush it up and paint the picture. Center. Mental, not my mental, get the feeling. Middle. Finger to the critic that can't listen. Living. Make a killing. Kill him for a living. Sinning. My condolences control the system. Really? I don't understand just how we did it. We know that he's just a kid, but we can't beat him. Are you kidding? Pick up, time of day, the place, and I can dim him. Straight to kind of faith you need for winning? Pin it. Race, I write ideas that I've been pitching. Pin it. Or write that shit in stone that I'm the realest. Pin it. Tell old donkey, see your ass is finished. Pin it. I'm at the point of bowling on the sentence. Pin it. I got too many bars with every sentence. Everything that Bobby pins always gonna be in your head. Pay them one more minute. Time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling thrown. A couple cups that I was drinking, one was paid and one was man. And every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling. A couple cups that I was drinking, paid and one was man. Time that drink is finished, got me feeling thrown. A couple cups that I was drinking, one was paid and one was man. And every time that drink is finished, it just got me feeling thrown.
That's what's up, man. Yo. Yeah, how old is dude?
He's like probably 25.
He's a millennial, yet you like him. You like
dude,
him?
Dude, I like Bobby Sessions, man. Bobby Sessions is cool.
That's what's he's up, got man. A, I ain't mad at it. That shit was dope.
He's got a song, and I think we might have played it, maybe not. And I was just telling Major about it. A song called Black Neighborhood. And he's kind of rapping, but kind of not. But the picture he paints.
Not? What is he not doing when he's not rapping?
He's doing this thing like, remember Andre 3000 did the thing on... oh man, I've had a couple. What was the name of the song? Where he was, sound like he was rapping through a megaphone.
Oh, okay. I know the song. It's off of, that was a Quemini album. Yeah.
But so Bobby Sessions is a song, it has the same effect, and he's just, he's like,
I need to cue that up right now.
But like, he's kind of not singing, but it's, the song sounds all right. I'm gonna get like dorky about
it. No, you gotta get dorky. I got a simple question for you, man. So he was not rapping. Is he? Which side of the wall is he on?
It's hip hop, dude. He's straight up hip hop, and you can tell. Like, I could go down this road, but I mean, you can tell. Like, you know as well as I do. When you listen to a song, you know. Like, you can. And there's like
Mr. Trump, I was just asking a question.
Okay. Oh man, there's like a feeling you get where you're like, that shit is what it's about. What's right it here.
Personal
this is
preference.
What it's about. No! It's not personal preference. It's called hip hop. And it's about bucking the system. It's about not following the trend.
Making America great again.
It's about making America great again. It's about putting up walls. It's about controlling. It's about controlling.
You're the worst person ever, man. Fuck you.
Let me get some beer.
Stash box time.
Woo!
Baby. And we going back to the West Coast once again. Because I mean, they do kind of make some of the best beer on the fucking.
Hey, yo, hood hype. What's in the stash box?
drink alcohol.
Lucky 13.
It's a red ale.
What's it say at the top? XAXAXA? XAYA?
XAYA?
Yay, oh, shit! It's a limited release, which means it's delicious. We brewed this deeply hued ale in celebration of our first profitable business in 2006.
Look at the little mama. Look at the little mama Cita they got on
there. Oh, shit. See? What? Petaluma, California, in Chicago, Illinois. Chicago?
Yeah, they got a brewer. They have a tap room in Chicago, bro.
It's a Mondo Large Red Ale.
Yo, look at they pour, though, man. Yes.
Let's beer it. Yeah. This is weird. I got a mason jar drinking beer because Major's got the last of the last.
Last of the Mohicans, man.
This tastes like a Lagunitas beer.
It does.
It's good. It's mild. It's mild. It's nutty.
It's malty.
Yeah.
It's what you'd expect from a red ale, though. It's good.
It's good. I like it. I give it a thumbs up.
I wouldn't be like, oh God, this is, but it's good.
It's not something, whatever it is.
Nah, I ain't messing with that. Yo, it is 8.8 though, so watch out.
Oh shit.
Watch yourself.
Oh damn.
Just saying.
I'm not driving home tonight.
Fuck.
Yeah, I got you.
I really the couch is up there, my friend.
No. No. No couch for me. But yeah, man. Yeah, that's good shit, man. Good shit.
So, all right. So the travel thing.
Tell me, man.
Dude, okay.
Did you almost die?
No.
But did you die?
But did you die?
So, no, clearly, you're here.
Yeah.
Was it
so, here's what happened. Southwest Airlines.
Oh, man, why you say fuck Southwest, though?
Okay, so Southwest Airlines. All right, so here's what happened.
Except for, go ahead.
The Southwest Airlines flight on June 20th, from San Francisco to Chicago. They said, all right, we're going to be late.
So from the bay to the shy.
Right before we took off, they said, we're going to be late because there's a heavy storm coming into Chicago. And we're like, ah, shit.
Which you never want to hear.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to hear.
So we get about 40 minutes outside of landing in Chicago, and the lady gets on the flight attendant gets on the
can't be fucking yeah
the flight attendant
be a caveman I know,
the fucking stewardess gets on the flight attendant gets on the loudspeaker, and she says, okay, we're going to be coming through. Everybody needs to put their seats up. Everybody needs to put their trays up and get their seats in an upright position. We're going to come through and clean up. We're going to take trash again. Or you need to put on your seatbelts again. Everybody needs to put on their seatbelts.
She said it that fast.
And
that
when she
tone.
Said again, yeah, exactly. And my buddy Daryl was like six rows up, and he looks back at me and is like, uh-oh.
Is this the end?
Because the fact that she said again, make sure your seatbelts are on, we're like panicking. Because, and then you bring up like, because we had internet on the plane, because fuck, man, who doesn't get internet on the plane?
Watching Final Destination or some shit?
No, I open up Weather Channel and it's like all red. And
oh,
like,
so y'all was flying in through the, yo, right dude. Through the shit. Why would you fly through that though?
I don't
Why
know.
Would you fucking circle around
please
and
circle.
Like half an hour?
Please circle. But like to pilots, like that shit's like the equivalent of flying through a bumpy road for them. So they're not worried about it.
Yeah, man,
so we go through. Man, we go
they
through.
Be, yeah, they be trying to like, they be feeling themselves and dude, be like, yeah, I got this.
We were good. And then people die. But then again, not flights don't often. Crash here. And yeah. So like they ended up landing. We went through some turbulence or whatever. But then we find out like 10 flights have been canceled. Southwest, everybody, everything's been canceled. So we're like, all right, we had to go to New York City. Our destination was New York City. So we're going Chicago to New York City.
Okay.
And they're like, no, man, flight's canceled. So like, all right, and I've never had a canceled flight before. It's new to me. I have no fucking idea what that means.
My life, yeah.
Flight's canceled. They said, we'll put you on standby for another flight. All right, standby means you're waiting in line in case somebody cancels
another
flight.
They don't put you up at a hotel?
Not yet, because they say there's another flight coming at 5. We landed at 11 in the morning. So you're waiting 6 hours for the next flight.
Paying them airport prices for everything.
Dude.
For food, for yep. all the shit.
Well, it was on the company's dime, so it didn't matter.
Oh,
well,
your privilege. We get that. You white motherfucker, you. But
I'm trying to get you in there, man.
No, so.
But they're like, he's black.
For the rest of us, it would have been like, that's you, man, bro. Airports are a bitch.
I didn't do anything.
You know that,
we sat
though, right?
there. They're we sat there. Yeah. Like, you can't buy anything.
McDonald's
honestly,
is like, your value meal is $11.
Yeah. I mean,
nuggets.
We went to Harry Carey's restaurant in Chicago. And I got a wrap and fries and one beer.
How much was that shit?
$47.
Fuck out of here.
I swear to God.
Fuck out of here. Hold on, man.
I swear to God.
No, you just woke me up. I was like, I was on the verge of like buzzing out. $47.
Wasn't my money.
No, I'm just
saying
matter.
It was $47. That was before tip.
A wrap? Run that order back.
A wrap with fry. Oh, wait. I take that back. There was chips and dip with that.
You was holding out.
$47 though, dude.
I'm just fucking.
God damn, I'm
no,
just
I'm
gonna
just,
say.
I'm saying, man.
Just gonna say.
That's wild, dog.
No, but
that's,
so okay, so oh, so man. We chill out till 4, and they're like, guess what? This flight's completely booked. There was a line of 30 people ahead of you. The next flight is actually at 8 tonight. So from New York to Chicago, you're gonna be landing in Chicago at 11 o'clock. You know, by the time you get off the plane, all that shit, it'd be 11 o'clock. I mean, New York. So we're like, okay. So I go to the lady and I say, all right, what's the likelihood that I'm actually going to get on this flight? She's like, you're at the bottom of the list, to be honest. Because all these other flights have been canceled.
She's straight, though.
Yeah, and which I appreciate.
You respect that, yeah.
So I was like, fuck, all right, fuck it. We're in Chicago. I need to get to Detroit. That's a 4-hour drive. Fuck it. We're going to go rent a car. Go down to rent a car. Dude was like, go to Hertz. And they're like, dude, it's going to be $300. $300 to rent a car? Wait, I just looked it up. It was $67. He's like, no, but you're going one way. The price increases when you go one way.
Yeah, because it ain't coming back. They got to send someone to go get it eventually.
$300. So like, I call my boss. I'm like, hey, is it cool? I spent $300. He said, yeah, go ahead. Sweet. I go to rent it. They say, we're all out of cars.
Where the fuck does that happen at?
Chicago. Midway.
Chicago, yo. At fucking. So Midway is, that's not, so you guys weren't at O'Hare.
No, it's smaller.
Ah, that's why.
Yeah.
I was going to say O'Hare wouldn't have run out on a fucking
So Hertz was out of cars. I was like, all right, fuck, I go to Avis. Avis, no cars. Enterprise, no car, no Alamo,
budget. At them small shits, they share the same lot.
Yeah, and so now because all those flights were canceled, there were no cars. So my buddy Daryl was like, yo, train.
Amtrak.
Yeah, we'll take the train. There's a train that goes from Chicago to Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'll have my wife pick us up in the morning or in the night.
Dig it. Sound like
sweet.
A plan.
Let's do the train. So I'm trying to hurry up now. I'm sorry.
Are you cool?
So, all right, we're gonna take the train. We're gonna take the train.
I'm getting frustrated like with you. Like I feel like I'm in your shoes, man. I'm just like, I'm pissed.
No, dude.
And I wasn't even on a trip, but I'm pissed.
Dude,
off.
It was so. All right, we're like, all right, fuck it. We're gonna miss our big important thing that we're gonna do in New York. Train? Like, all right, trains is 6 o'clock. What time is it? 5. Fuck. Okay. Gonna hop outside. We're gonna go grab a taxi.
Grand, what was it Grand Station? Whatever.
Union Station.
Union Station. Yeah.
So we go outside. We're like, we need a cab. They're like, no, you were at the car rental facility. You need to take the shuttle back to the terminal. Fuck. So we get on the shuttle. Shuttle takes us back to the terminal.
Then
we get to the terminal, but they drop us off at Departures. Departures, there's no taxis.
There's no taxis.
So we get off at Departures, and they're like, no, you got to go down to Arrivals. So we end up having to run it. Guess what? All the stairs are closed. All the fucking escalators are closed.
Fuck your life.
We're running.
That's some bullshit.
I was saying that, Daryl. I was laughing. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
He was pissed, wasn't he?
Yeah. 5:20. 5:20, we arrive. We get to the Departures area. And they're like, okay, we get on a taxi. We get in. The dude says, he says, where are you going? We say, Union Station. He's like, all right. And we're like, how long will it take? 50 minutes. It's 5:20. Train takes off at 6 o'clock. Fuck. So I'm telling the guy, I'm like, dude, if there's any way you can get us there, I swear to God, there's a fat tip in it for you. He starts hustling. I'm watching Google. Yeah, seriously. I'm watching Google Maps. Google Maps is saying we're going to get there at 6:20. This dude takes these crazy back road turns.
Don't tell me he delivered and got
you. We got to the fucking train. We get on the train and we made it. And the train is dope, dude.
So he took the regular route, yo. That's
he took a crazy route.
Nah, they be taking the bullshit routes.
Oh yeah, he gotta say. He's like, I promise we'll get you there. He
was like, what'd you tip him? How much you tip him?
Like 30%, dude. I gave him a fatty because it was like, I think it was like $12, and I gave him whatever 30%. Yeah, whatever. So, but. It wasn't my money.
Privileged motherfucker. We got that. We've already established that, man. You ain't your average, yeah, motherfucker. You're.
I'm trying to get you in there. Anyway, so
they don't want my kind.
No, fuck you. I work with your kind. I'm just kidding.
No, I love what this
kid. I'm just fucking around. I have no idea.
We're going to music. Fuck you. Fuck this dude. We're playing tunes. I don't even know what we're playing, but I'm playing something. I can't tolerate this shit no more. You privileged asshole. All this bitching and whining. Keep in mind, I didn't pay a fucking dime.
I didn't pay a dime. No, I did pay a dime.
No, you didn't.
No, actually, I didn't.
Fucking liar. We're going to throw back for this, just letting you know.
Oh, shit.
Shy City.
That's
fitting.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
I rap with the passion of Christ, nigga cross me, took it out of space, and niggas thought they lost me. I'm back like a Cairo rap with B-boy survival rap. It ain't 94, Joe, we can't go back. The game need a makeover. My man retired, I'ma take over. Teddy's halftime, niggas breaks over. I'm raw hustlers, get your bacon soda. Too many rape the culture. Leave rappers with careers and they faith over. It's a war going on. You can't fake being a soldier in the basement. Listening to tapes are ultra magnetic to the fact I'm a science black. I turn the TV down, we can take it higher than that. I wonder if these whack niggas realize they whack. And they the reason that my people say they tired of rap. Inspired by black Muslims and Christians. Pushing cutlasses, dope, and other traditions. And our conditions are the city, the city, the city, the city, the city, the city. Come on. And this say shy city.
Don't stop, no, we don't quit.
Yeah, and this say shy city.
Don't stop, no, we don't quit.
A black figure in the middle of chaos and gunfire. So many raps about rims, surprise niggas ain't become tires on the street. You turn cold and then go screech. I tell them fuck them like I do the police. The beast is running rampant. I'm in between seats trying to have sex with Santric. But a ghetto, trying to make a get up stand up anthem. You spit hot garbage, son of Sanford. What you rapping for, to get fame and get rich? I slap a nigga like you and tell him Rick James
of Hollywood stories on porches. We probably heard stories about who became rich. And whatever life they hit, we wanna hit the same switch. You didn't know where to aim it. You still remain bitch. I'm forever putting words together. Some are seven mothers, some daughters, and fathers, some sons. The name Khan has never been involved with Run. Unless it's DMC or running these bras to being free. I'm harder than the times. You hardly scary. Holding gats inside you, cat is Holly Berry. They ask me where hip hop is going. It's Chicago and poetry's in motion like a picture now showing. It's the city. The city, y'all. The city, the city, y'all. Come on. In this safe South City.
Don't stop, don't quit.
Yeah, in this safe South City.
Don't stop, don't quit.
He's really
from the city of wind.
I'm just saying.
Let me get in this camera here. Newsflash.
What?
This guy, the same one that just said your kind, is arguing that come correct is a better phrase than dope.
No, on a t-shirt, I want a t-shirt that says come correct.
What's wrong with dope on a t-shirt?
Dope is cool too. I think it should be both, but I think come correct.
What's the reason? Why are you scared of dope though? There's a reason.
Because dope, like dope saying, hey, dope dealer, I'm dealing dope. And I don't want to wear a shirt that says dope because if I come out of the bar drunk.
Bro, you've never been more white. I need to take a picture right now. I guarantee the lighting is like extra crispy. You want, say that again?
They're gonna come correct. The cops are gonna come correct.
Let me snap. Let me get that shit.
All right. He's gonna Snapchat it. The cops.
That shit's gonna be crispy.
The cops.
Keep talking.
Does that say Mr. Come Correct? No.
We already did that.
Yeah, before I forget lose my train of thought.
What the fuck happened?
You got to hit the center one, right?
Go ahead, man.
So, my thought is if you wear a shirt that says dope, people are going to think you're a dope dealer. I don't want you to look like a dope dealer. I want you, when you come out of the bar in Middle America.
You sound like Will Ferrell right now.
In Middle America, Americana, USA,
America.
With your shirt that says dope. They're going to be like, oh, goodness. Donald Trump told me he's a dope dealer, and you're going to get arrested, and I don't want you to get arrested. I want you to wear a shirt that says come correct, which means when you come to me, you better come correct, right? You want a shirt that says dope, or do you want a shirt? Oh, now you got to make me look like a jackass. And now, follow this guy on Snapchat, because he's posting asshole pictures of me that makes me look stupid.
So, I ain't saying shit. I ain't said a fucking word. I just let you keep talking.
You need to come correct is what you need to do.
Come correct? You ever heard that phrase? I'm like,
that's the point.
I was in high school.
Shit's retro. It's the point.
Yo, dope is retro.
It's like wearing Ray-Bans. It's like wearing Ray-Bans. It's like being hipster.
I'm sorry, yo.
Come correct is dope. You gotta say come correct, dude.
My guy. You still got, do you have an argument for that fence?
I don't know this fucking Lagunitas dude.
Oh Lord. And this is now we're treading new ground.
Yeah.
Because for those of y'all that have been long time listeners, you guys know that second shows are always a motherfucker. Always. But this is the first time it's been up here.
Yeah.
The truth is in the tape.
What's up, it's, YouTube?
It's right there, yeah.
I'll edit it so I look cool and he looks bad.
I don't know if that's possible. I'm just saying. Nah, man, we fucking around, man. It's cool. But so, yeah, the comment correct, just let it go.
Yeah, okay.
Concede defeat. We can move on.
Yeah.
And we can go to your wall.
Yeah, the wall.
That's really what we want to talk about, right?
Don't you want to put up the wall?
I kind of do.
We need the wall. See, you know.
Yeah. So
we gotta have the wall.
Explain to me how this works, and then this is the question that I want for people, man, because I want exceptions to the rule.
We want
to
make
that's where it's cool. Everybody knows who they want to.
You know what's really fucked up about it is we want a hip hop wall specifically for Drake for all of Canada, but only for Drake is what it really comes down to. It's to like let everybody through except for Drake.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right? Drake was.
And maybe Weekend. I'm fucking sick of that guy too.
Why you hating on Weekend? He's oversaturated. I get it. Yeah, I've heard his voice more than I wanted to hear for a long time. Yeah, he's whiny. He's definitely whiny. So there's that. But I mean, I got walls I want to put up around fucking New York.
Really?
Yeah.
What you got in New York?
That's a lot of bullshit.
Oh, give me one.
A lot of bullshit.
You don't have one, do you?
What you mean?
Oh, who you got in New York? Do you want
to? Where you think French Montana's from?
Oh, French Montana in New York.
Yeah, like he needs a pass. Like he needs a pass to get into Michigan. To me, but I know there's people.
Oh, he's getting in the no fly zone, isn't he? No, it's not the no fly zone because it's Lansing.
Yeah. Trick. Don't. I mean, he could rule over Lansing if he wanted to. But yeah, he's never said nothing. But I'm just saying, whack versus bullshit.
Yeah,
he's on that side of the fence. The purpose of your wall is to keep out like fakers and imposters, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So does he or does he not qualify? I think French sucks. He's terrible to me. So
French is bullshit.
I would love to keep him out. And that's where it gets fun is when you want your list of who do you let in. Or if you're going to keep them out, who are you keeping out? And why? And I'm telling you.
Did I drink your beer? I hope I didn't.
Nah, you good. You got your mason jar.
Who do you... It's fucking... Yeah, it is kind of fucked up.
No, so you're hammered.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, you're good.
I'll edit it. This is fun. We'll sound cool. It's going to be a lot of work. All right, so... I mean, all I got is Canada. New York, I don't... I mean...
Well,
what else do I got? There's no other states. All right, Atlanta for the time being.
I was going to say, Atlanta needs a motherfucking...
Like a temporary wall?
Itself.
Yeah. They need an electric fence.
I'm just saying, yeah. For one state, I haven't seen so much conflict. There's so much... I have so much respect, yet so much hate for one state, and this is like... You're amazing. You're a piece of shit. You're
bastards, cool. Man.
Nah, you're so. So yeah.
What else? I feel like as far as music goes, man, everything's kind of jacked right now.
It's a mess. To my point that you cannot fix it.
Yeah.
You can't corral it. There is no fence.
No.
That's what I was kind of getting at.
And that's where I was coming back to, like what I was talking to you about earlier was I want to put together like a hip hop manifesto type of thing. Where you get people on board to say, like, we almost need to like define like a clear definition, because when you think about like rock, and there's like alt rock, like you had rock, like Led Zeppelin type shit and all that, and then you had like Third Eye Blind, which is like alt. Like it's like like the guys who were like Led Zeppelin fans and
so
shit.
Why do you want to label everything though?
Because it pisses me off. It pisses me off as a guy who's looking for music that I want that features under hip hop and rap. And like what he, as far as I'm concerned, Future is Justin Bieber. The only reason Future is under hip hop and rap is because he's black. And we've had that conversation.
I
feel like a lot of dudes get put into the hip hop and rap category because they're black and their music is urban. But that doesn't make them fucking hip hop. To me... I feel like you could put Justin Bieber in that category. Justin Bieber could easily be hip hop and rap, and so could like Adele in some cases. She could be, because like some of the music they put out is like, I'm sorry, Adele's a fucking terrible example. But
here's what discerns hip hop and rap. It's the people. It's the culture. The culture will tell you who's whack and who isn't. So MC Hammer, right, got rejected from the culture at a certain point.
Yeah. Why isn't Future being rejected? Drake being rejected?
Because culture hasn't rejected him. So the culture has changed. And
is it the culture has changed, or is the mainstream changing the culture? And that's the thing that kills me, is it's like the whole thing was built on saying,
I feel like
let's do shit that's not the norm.
We're in the minority now, the people that feel the way we do. And back in the day, before hip hop was so popular, we made up the majority once upon a time. But now we are no longer the majority. So our wishes and who we want to be in and out, it's not heard.
Right.
We got y'all. We got a certain segment of people, and I love all of y'all that listen to us and feel the way we feel. they make up our mindset and they agree with us.
Right.
Unfortunately, we're the vocal minority.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but it is what it is. So,
but I feel like there's a way around it.
It's a losing battle, bro. That's how I feel.
It is. It is, because I mean, it's a losing battle if you're trying to fight to get like the mainstream to pay attention to like what we consider real hip hop inspired fucking music.
The part that sucks to me is that, so we'll make this argument, the mainstream will stand up for Future, but then like a year and a half when he's no longer relevant, then they would be on our side.
Yep.
Oh, Future sucks, bro. Fuck him. His first album was cool, and that's how
I mean, if you interview Future and say, man, hey, tell me about hip hop. What do you love about hip hop? And he's gonna say, man, I'm getting these dollars.
So you might be shy though, because that's Rico Wade's cousin. So I guarantee it's an act.
If he is, and then maybe he'll say, listen. Shouts, but see, that's the thing, is like, if it was a situation where he said, listen, man, I'm just like trying to do what I do. Honestly, if I could do Tribe Called Quest type shit all day, if I could do boom bap shit, I'd fucking do boom bap shit. But listen, I need to fucking live. I need to feed my kid. And I don't hate him for
That's the reason a lot of people do it. Though,
the thing, man, that don't I get hate.
That twist. A lot of people are like, it's a job.
And that's fine. Like, Drake, do what you do. And like, Chance the Rapper, we got a lot of flack for that Chance the Rapper review.
A lot of love, too.
Yeah. And like, the thing was, is like, what we didn't clarify in that review was like, it's not. The fact is it that it's like, it's being categorized as hip hop, and it's not. It's a great, like, no bullshit. I like Kirk Franklin, and I'll listen to a Kirk Franklin album any day. That Chance the Rapper, Kirk
Franklin.
I swear to God. And like, and I love Kirk Franklin. Like, I like his music. I like the music that him, the family makes, all that shit. But Chance is Christian rap at this point. That was a gospel fucking album.
That album was a Christian, borderline Christian rap album.
Yeah, and it was like a borderline gospel album.
Yeah, but he went that lane for that album.
Yeah.
And that's
it. But the thing that kills me is it's like, oh, this is hip hop album. Why is it hip hop? Why has it got to be hip hop? Because he's black? Because he raps? Because somebody raps in it that used to rap? Because somebody sings in it that used to rap? Well, he doesn't rap. But like, do you have to rap to be hip hop? Like, that's the thing. That's why I keep saying, like, when you do the manifesto thing, like, somebody's got to define this shit.
You can't control the shit, man. You can't.
Damn it.
Believe me, man.
It's got to be defined.
I was on it. I wanted to do that. You can't, bro. I got enough pushback and hate, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. People are right. They'll decide what's gonna happen. What's what?
They don't know. It's. I know. They don't know. Right, you don't know. I know.
You know better than anybody else what they need.
People don't know what they like. They like what they know.
Nah, bro.
It's the same shit.
All right. So there's the argument. That's the rub for this episode. I need y'all to weigh in and hit this motherfucker with all types of hate.
Please.
Mail or fan mail, depending on your point of view. But please throw that opinion out there. Is he fucking crazy?
It's not crazy.
Is he whatever y'all want to say?
It's not crazy. A wall needs to be put up around hip hop, and just like, and somebody needs to govern it. Not me, but I'm just saying somebody needs to govern that area, that genre. Somebody needs to govern it. Rock and roll heads are the same way. Punk heads are the same way. It's the same way.
But it's the old heads.
You mention Offspring to punk rockers, they're gonna laugh at you and punch you in the mouth. You know who Offspring is in hip hop? It's fucking Drake and Future. They're the Offspring.
I'm not disagreeing, but I'm just saying, bro, you the minor minority, you can't dictate to the masses. You can't.
I'm not trying to dictate to them. I'm just sick of them I'm sick of them fucking shitting on this genre of music that's a beautiful.
I don't even think shit like, on it. They just don't even pay attention to it.
They don't give a fuck.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It sucks because if I talk to Todd Stevens from fucking Middle America and I say, what do you think of hip hop? He's going to say it's bullshit.
If Todd Stevens liked your music, you wouldn't like it no more. You'd be like, fuck that, Todd.
Fuck you, Todd. I'm not a hipster. No, if Todd was like, yo, did you hear that new Big Crit? Like, did you hear the shit he was saying in that song? Like, he's really trying to reach out to people. I'm like, fucking Todd, you're the dude, Todd.
Todd ain't going to get it.
What's up with Becky?
Because we fuck with... He's stupid. No, man, we fuck with genuine people. And yeah. the people that are plastic and like roll with the, they, you know, change with the wind, that yeah. ain't our audience, man. That's not who it's we, true. That's not who subscribes to us. That's not who we.
So just stop listening to the radio and just, listen to what we have to say. stay right here.
And we'll try
stay
to be right more sober here. Next time, I promise.
Am I really that drunk? I am pretty drunk.
It got away from us today, bro.
Did it? I mean, we'll edit it. This shit will sound beautiful.
Yeah, well, no regrets, bro. No regrets. Like with the movie, regrets with a R-A. No
regrets.
Regrets. None whatsoever, man.
Well, what is Facebook?
Zero fucks given. We're cool.
Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of philosophy going on Facebook.
Yeah, that shit. Anytime you see more than two paragraphs, like in a comment, that's
deep. Can go back and you can actually read through the comments on the fan page. We don't have to, like, it'll save to the page. This whole video will. So
that's
we'll
be dope.
Good. Yeah.
Cool.
So this is the end of this episode?
That is, man. We got blessed with
fucking goddamn Lagunitas, man.
Long ass segment.
Was it?
Super long.
I'm sorry, dude. Apologies. What time is it? 10:44.
Yep. That's all good.
Mm.
Perfect timing. But, you know where to get at us?
Dude, I feel like, dude, we gotta end this, don't we?
We do.
Do you got anything else to add to it? No, I'm gonna have a really bad hangover tomorrow.
Why? You're cool, man.
No, I'm good. What else do we want to add to the show? Is there any... Okay, question of the show. We didn't add this last time. Let's do two questions of the show.
Okay, go ahead.
Question of the show, episode 54. If there's 55. Any...
55.
I'm doing 54 right now, though.
All right.
Yeah, and then I'll... Yeah.
Oh, okay. You lost me.
Drug gun.
Question of the show, episode 54. What would you... change about the Live from the Basement show, if you could, what would you add or remove? Leave us a comment on YouTube or send us an email at info@livefromthebasement or hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, anything at live the basement. And that's it. All right, what's the question of the show for episode 55?
I don't know. Not you.
I'm gonna think of 55 now. Question of the show for episode. He's laughing because it's. Listen, this is serious fucking business. Question of the show for episode 55. He's gone. Question of the show for episode 55. Would you put a wall up on Canada to keep Drake out of this country's music? That's not good. I'd take Dizzy Rascal over Drake, dude.
Maybe. All right, man. Let's get the. Then I'm faded. But too. Yeah. Anyway, Twitter, Major HH, JMac HH for everything in between. Talking Facebook, YouTube, you name it, man. Live the basement.
It's live the basement.
Yep. Or live the basement, however you want to
live the
it.
Basement.
You know what I mean? It's all.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's all the same shit.
Yeah.
So check us out there. And then, shit, if y'all listen to 54, we are Snapchat fans and kind of turn into fanatics. So
yeah.
Check us out over there.
Anchor.
I'm Major517.
Yep. Major517, JMacHH, JMACKHH. And then Symbol is another app. Check out Symbol and Anchor.
Anchor's dope.
And then there's another. Oh. We just got added to TuneIn. TuneIn is another app. If you have Amazon Alexa or anything like that, TuneIn FM, check them out. We're on that now. Man, we're everywhere now. We're everywhere. If you know of any service that we're not on, let us know. We'll make sure that we're on there. You can get us on Roku, Facebook, PlayStation, Xbox, yeah, everything. We're everywhere.
Yeah. All
we're right, everywhere.
Man. So signing off, man, I highly recommend both of these beers, though. Just saying.
Lagunitas.
It was all Cali today. Lagunitas and Russian River, man. Check them out. Shit is dope. Leave them in the dark.
We're going to ride out with some great music, man. Check it out.
Bless y'all with some good shit.
Yeah.
Promise.
Episode 55.
We'll be back real soon. All right, y'all.
Set, my nigga, I'm my own man. Upgrade, just like your phone game. Big Snoop Dogg, I do my own thing. And I stays in my own lane. My rap style is dynamite. A lot of y'all niggas do sound alike. You do it how you do it. See, you can blame it on the drugs or you can blame it on the music. Where I come from, if you sound like another nigga, that's called biting. Yeah, you the other nigga. Let my demeanor be the meaning. Got you screaming while you're leaning. Now you're fiending while you're dreaming to have a big car, rap star. 10-room mansion with a lake in your backyard. So disobedient. Flavor is the main ingredient, and you lack it. It's all in your jacket. But I'm hot, and as cool as a fan. You bitches drinking lemonade, I'm the Kool-Aid man. Standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan, yeah, bitch, I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm hot, but as cool as a fan. Bitches drinking lemonade, but I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan, yeah, bitch, I'm the Kool-Aid man.
That's the Kool-Aid man. That's the Kool-Aid man.
That's right.
The reason that I say that I'm the Kool-Aid, look at all the flavor that I gave to the Gizane. Just add water, it don't get no hotter. You got your whole get down from the doggy dog father. Never mind, it was never mine. Inquire, intellectual, clever mind. Better dub that this shit pop. Bitch niggas mix love with this hip hop. Just to be on. Now what the fuck are we on? LBC, we been known to get our G on. They call me Don Corleone. That's the Kona he on. P-I-M-P-O-N. She a freak of the week. I'm teaching niggas how to eat, cause I'm deep in the streets. Look, don't get it fucked up low, cause every now and then niggas need a line of this dope. Cause I'm hot and as cool as a fan. You bitches drinking lemonade, I'm the Kool-Aid man. Standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan, yeah, bitch, I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm hot, but as cool as a fan. Bitches drinking lemonade, but I'm the Kool-Aid man. I'm standing on the corner with a Kool-Aid stand. Cool as a fan, yeah, bitch, I'm the Kool-Aid man.
That's right, good. That's right, good.
That's the Kool-Aid man.